And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The House of Blue Leaves, produced by Lauren Riley Elliott Company, will be performed at Cité des Arts July 30th through August 8th. For more information, the website is lretheater.com. You can also email them at laurenrileyelliottcompany@gmail.com. Again, that will be performed at Cité des Arts. The United Way of Acadiana is conducting the Stuff the Bus Supply Drive again this year. You can donate now. The last day to donate is Friday, August 6th. They need crayons, scissors, glue, pencils, ink pens, construction paper, loose leaf paper, notebooks, and many other things. You can find a list of needed supplies at unitedwayofacadiana.org. The Family Tree is having an elder care summit Friday, August 6th at the UL Student Union. The event will be offered both in person and virtually. The summit will provide tools, guidance, and support to help in the caregiving role for medical and family people and for the elderly. The speakers will be addressing the challenging experience of elder care and will be sharing strategies and resources. For more information, you can call the Family Tree or go to their website. Cité des Arts presents The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde, August 20th through the 29th. Tickets are available now at citédesarts.org. The Acadiana Center for the Arts has lots of information about exhibits and activities and ways you can get involved with the ACA at their website. That's acadianacenterforthearts.org. Continuing in the main gallery through the summer is Stephanie Patton, Comfort Zone, 1993 to 2021. If you're interested in the Acadiana Master Naturalist Program, they will be signing up people interested in the workshops early this fall. But if you would like to know more, you can email them now at acadianamasternaturalists@gmail.com. That's acadianamasternaturalist@gmail.com, or you can search online. The Hilliard Art Museum here on the UL campus has quite a number of exhibits and activities going on. You can stop by their website, hilliardmuseum.org, for a complete list of ways that you can interact with the Hilliard Art Museum. In the Lake Area, the Literacy Council of Southwest Louisiana will be offering adult education and literacy classes. They are now registering for those courses, which will begin on August 16th. The TESH project has maps of the Bayou TESH National Water and Paddle Trail for four parishes along the trail, St. Landry, St. Martin, Iberia, and St. Mary. Just stop by teshproject.org and you can download those maps. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also find out more about audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. If you missed a show or you would just like to enjoy it again, click that button and it has a complete listing of all of our locally produced programs. If you'd like to support KRVS, the support button lists a number of ways that you can, including underwriting, vehicle donation, and of course individual donations. If you already know you want to donate individually, the red button on our homepage that says donate takes you to an easy page to fill out and make your contribution. You can also sign up for our newsletter at the website. We have lots of great information about programs and producers and other things happening at KRVS. Every time you get the newsletter, it's a lot of fun, a lot of great pictures and information. And we do have social media, Instagram and Facebook. You can sign up for those and also get lots of information about KRVS. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.